gaya mana ga kunja bihari
O glorious Sri Krishna Sankirtan, Nathyatra Ki Jai. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading in Srimad Bhagavatam the chapter Lord Krishna Shows the Universal Form, and we're on text 43. And we can do the transliteration. Idham, in this way, viditatvayam, when she understood the truth of everything philosophically, gopikayam, unto Mother Yashoda, saha, the Supreme Lord, Ishvaraha, the Supreme Controller, Vaishnavim, Vishnu Maya or Yoga Maya, Vyatanat, expanded, Mayam, Yoga Maya, Puchasneha Mayam, very much attached because of maternal affection for her son. Vibhu, the Supreme Lord. Itam vidita tatvayam. Itam vidita tatvayam. Gopikayam sa Ishvaraha. Vaishnavim vyatanam mayam. Putrasneham hayam yin vibhu. Idham vidita tatvayam. Gopikayam sa Ishvaraha. Vaishnavim yatanam mayam. Putrasneham hayam vibhu. Please chant.
Thank you.
Translation purport. Mother Yashoda, by the grace of the Lord, could understand the real truth. But then again, the Supreme Master, by the influence of the internal potency Yogamaya, inspired her to become absorbed in intense maternal affection for her son. Purport. Although Mother Yashoda understood the whole philosophy of life, at the next moment she was overwhelmed by affection for her son by the influence of Yogamaya. Unless she took care of her son Krishna, she thought, how could he be protected? She could not think otherwise, and thus she forgot all her philosophical speculations. This forgetfulness is described by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as being inspired by the influence of Yogamaya. Mohana Sadharmyam Mayam. Materialistic persons are captivated by Mahamaya, whereas devotees, by the arrangement of the spiritual energy, are captivated by Yogamaya. So we'll just talk a little bit about Mahamaya and Yogamaya. Actually, learning a lot about Yogamaya in the beginning of this canto, seems like almost all the different comments that Prabhupada makes are when Krishna starts his pastimes, because Yogamaya is so involved in arranging everything. And here, we're also hearing about Mahamaya. I know a lot more about Mahamaya than I do Yogamaya. I know that when the conditioned soul comes into the material world, that Mahamaya is right there. She's right there to perform her duty. Mahamaya is actually an expansion of Yogamaya. They're both part of the internal potency of Krishna. Very powerful ladies. And Mahamaya is very expert at her duties. They both have different expressions of their potency and different tasks at hand. And Mahamaya, of course, immediately, when the conditioned soul is there, takes charge and says, okay, I'm the driver here. Hop in, and I'm going to take you for a real ride. And so the living entity doesn't really have any choice, except that it was the living entity's choice, unfortunately, a wrong choice to leave Krishna. And so Mahamaya takes control of the physical and emotional and psychological departments of the living entity, and takes it for a thrill ride through the kingdom, her kingdom of illusion. And she takes him through different species of life, shows them all different kinds of different bodies and different ways they can exist here in the material world, or try to exist, or try to enjoy a little bit here and there. And then, you know, human form comes around, and then she says, put on your seatbelt. There's the human form of life, this is the time for the real enjoyable ride, because our senses are all fired up. In the other species of life, there might be one sense that's very, very powerful, and of course she overwhelms you with that sense. But here, now she has a chance to overwhelm us completely, to take us in her grips. And so therefore, we go on that thrill ride. And through the different modes of nature, through the different ways to enjoy. And then suddenly, if by fortune, the living entity in the back seat who's frightened death goes, haven't I been to this place before? Haven't I done some of these things before? It seems like, you sure you didn't, you know, not on the same path that you took me on last lifetime? And how come there's always this part with the death and the disease and the old age, you know? Maybe I'm getting ripped off of my money here, you know? Can I get out of here? Can I get out of this seatbelt? She goes, oh, no, not so easy, not so easy. Here, I'll take you up to the higher planetary systems. Let's go up there. It's different there. You'll really enjoy it. You can enjoy it for a lot longer time, and it's much nicer. Finally, the living entity gets tired of the whole program, and decides to surrender. And at that point in time, then Yogamaya is able to actually to step in. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings about this snare of illusion. He says, "O fish-like soul, why have you fallen into the entangling nets of Maya? You have not understood that by being bound by those nets, you will have to remain in this material world for a long, long time. After becoming a captive in Maya's snare due to your desires for very insignificant enjoyments, you remain transformed in a spiritually diseased condition, punishable, just like a disobedient servant. Now, by the power of devotional service, always remain subservient to Lord Krishna, swimming and frolicking freely in the nectarine ocean of Krishna Prema." So this is a big change of consciousness, and Yogamaya, it helps us in this transformation when we decide to surrender. And accordingly, proportionately to our surrender, she will reveal this nature of the internal potency of actually becoming a servant, a loving servant in relationship with Krishna. And she helps in many ways. She actually gives us some relief from material distress. I think we all found that in the first few weeks of joining the movement, that, phew, what a relief. I can leave that past behind. Everything's so much simpler now, and all that kirtan was so wonderful, and those ladus and the halava was like out of this world, and everything's just really wonderful. So she gives us some nibble, a little taste of what it's like also, so that we're even more encouraged to surrender and to take part. But unfortunately, because we are conditioned souls, we kind of go in and out of that consciousness. Sometimes more into Maya, sometimes more into surrendering and being Krishna's wonderful servant, being submissive, like it says here. So it requires quite a bit of patience on our part to stick to the process of Bhakti Marg, where Yogamaya is trying to guide us. And therefore, sometimes we get a little over-anxious and we think, look at Krishna, here I am, I'm your old buddy, I want to know my relationship with you, come on. And we sometimes oversee our boundaries and get ourselves into a different kind of illusion, thinking that we're some pure devotee or something like that. But we need some proper introduction to Krishna again. And that's why we need the help of Yogamaya to introduce us again and to give us training, proper training, clean up our act, get rid of some of our bad habits before we can even begin to approach to Krishna. So we're kind of in a dilemma because we're very eager to go back to Krishna. Aren't we all eager? Sometimes so eager we just want to speed ahead. But at the same time, we have to be patient. So it's like holding back, it's difficult to hold back a raging horse. So we have to pray for that faith, because that's the interlocking feature between this patience and the eagerness to go forward and to advance more and more. We have to have faith in the process that what we're doing is going to get us there. Undoubtedly, it will get us there. And therefore, we have to, withstand some tests of our faith sometimes, when we think that, I just can't get anywhere, I might as well just give up, it's just useless. I'm still haunted by all these different demands of my senses. But when Krishna sees that we're ready and gets the notification from Yogamaya, then he will reveal himself gradually to us, so that we that faith will grow and our strength will grow more and more. But Krishna has another duty that Yogamaya does, and that is to pull down a curtain, completely a see-through. You can't see through it. It's like one of those curtains, a block-out curtains. And he does that, and she does that. She pulls down this curtain for those who are not devotees, who might think that they're, oh yeah, Krishna, I know Krishna, you know, he's the all, he's a Brahman, he's, I'm Krishna, or whatever, or impersonal Krishna, with no form. She pulls down that curtain, and Krishna has that right to not expose himself, to not reveal himself to them. So this is another task of Yoga Maya, because one who surrenders fully, who's overwhelmed with love, just like we see here with these resonance of Gokul coming down from Goloka Vrindavan in Krishna's pastimes, they're overwhelmed with love for Krishna, and therefore there is no curtain. And Krishna arranges to have these loving pastimes, even on this planet, with these loving devotees. But unfortunately, we're still overwhelmed with Mahamaya. And it's hard for us to get out of her grip and to actually fully surrender. Even up to the time of prema, we can still be captivated by this illusory net that is described in that song. Like Bharat Maharaj, just that little teeny fawn, that little cute little thing with spots all over it, completely ruined his whole program. He was at praying. And how far are we from that? So this Mahamaya is super powerful. So in our neophyte condition, we have to take very tender care of our creeper. And the most important thing, of course, is humility, to understand our real position as a tender creeper in trying to advance along this bhakti marg path. So therefore, it's best if we, serve in awe and reverence, like we do. We come here daily and bow down our heads. Does anyone ever count how many times we bow down our head in the morning? I can't imagine. Especially if you don't have a temple very many times. I'm sure that when she, every single time she takes something out, she brings it back in. This is good for us to keep our head down and to realize that Krishna is way up there. As you notice, in all the different temples around the world and churches, they all have that steeple. Why? Because we're supposed to realize that Krishna and God is so supreme. He's way above us and we're way down here. So this is the attitude of humility that will help us in our neophyte stage. But Mother Yasoda, no, she's at that pure stage, and therefore Yoga Maya is orchestrating her pastimes and all the resonance of all his pure devotees' pastimes in different ways to keep them very much alive. So many different devotees have all these different pastimes that we get to read about in this 10th canto, which is so wonderful. Yoga Maya, because she's dealing just with devotees, she doesn't, you won't find her in the spiritual sky, in the Vaikuntha planets at all. She's only where the devotees are. That's where her business is. So especially that's why we're hearing in the 10th canto about her personality. And she's arranged these pastimes here. Actually, Krishna's having a great time. Here he is. He's completely, made arrangements where Mother Yasoda is an astute philosopher. She understands everything. She's describing all this philosophy at one minute, and all of a sudden, whoop, oh, my little Krishna, and she forgot everything. She's, what happened? What was in that mouth? I can't remember. Did you still have clay in that? Are you a rascal? And so Krishna's having a great time, seeing her intense love get more and more intense. So Yoga Maya also has another service, and that is to deal with Krishna, to be with Krishna, because Krishna has to be out of his position of the Supreme, and he has to be willed so that he can become an object of love. So this is also Yogamaya's position. He has to be forgetful of his real position so that everyone can fall in love with him in so many different ways. Sometimes he does slip a little bit, though. And sometimes even he'll expose himself as his real position. And I have a little story I'd like to read, because I can't do it justice by telling it. This is about Krishna's wrestling pastimes. And sometimes it's described in the Bhakti Rasayana. Sometimes Lord Krishna grew tired from fighting and lay down at the base of a tree, resting upon a bed made of soft twigs and buds, and using the lap of a cowherd boy as his pillow. Some of the cowherd boys, who are all great souls, would then massage his lotus feet, and others, qualified by being free of all sin, would expertly fan the Supreme Lord. My dear king, other boys would sing enchanting songs appropriate to the occasion, and their hearts would melt out of love for the Lord. So Sachinanda Maharaj describes a little pastime. Here we hear some of the services that cowherd boys used to perform during the day. They would wrestle with Lord Krishna. Sometimes there would be two teams, and after they wrestled, the loser had to carry the winners on their backs. This, of course, was not so much liked by Lord Krishna, because once his party lost the wrestling match, and he said, "No, I don't want to carry anyone on my back. Please allow me not to carry anyone today." The other boy said, "Why, Govinda, what is your reason?" "Well, I am the son of the king of Braja." They said, "Just on the strength of your father having a few more cows, you think you don't need to carry anyone? This is very bad logic. You must give another reason. If you don't carry anyone on your back, we will not play with you tomorrow." When Krishna heard this remark, "We will not play with you tomorrow," he began to cry. He said, "No, please, please, always play with me." Out of love, God begs his devotees to give him their attention. "Please play with me." "Yes," said the boys, "but only if you abide by the rules and carry the opponent on your shoulders." "Not today," said Krishna. "Please, not today." "Then give a better reason," replied the boys. Krishna was thinking very deeply, and then finally it slipped out of his mouth, something which he usually does not say in Braja. "Well, I don't need to carry anyone because I'm God." "Oh, Govinda," they said, "you are very truthful today. Can you give some proof that you're God, or are you just saying that like you say so many things in our friendly relationship? If you don't prove that you're God, you will have to carry us." At this moment, Krishna, who was in a great dilemma, said to his cowherd friends, "Well, okay, just close your eyes." The cowherd boys closed their eyes. Then Krishna said, "Now open your eyes." When they opened their eyes, they found themselves in Vishnu Loka, the Vaikuntha planets. Instead of seeing Krishna in his cowherd boy outfit, they actually saw him as a lord of Vaikuntha with the four arms, a kastuba jewel, and a lock of white hair called the Sri Vatsa. So the cowherd boys immediately understood, "Well, now we are in a problematic situation. He's on the throne and obviously doesn't want to carry anyone." Then they began to sing his praises and glorify him. "Jai Nanda Yashoda Dula." But they were interrupted by the Vishnu Dutas, who said, "This is not the place to sing these folk songs. Please, some proper style is appropriate. Sing instead the hymns of the Vedas." The desperate cowherd boys called out from the distance, "Oh, Gopal." Yes, because they saw that their beloved friend was surrounded by so many majestic people, kings, saints, reciters of Vedic hymns, top-class brahmanas, they felt very, very out of place. Then Lord Narayan said, "Don't worry, just close your eyes." So they closed their eyes again, and when Krishna said, "Open your eyes," they found themselves back in Vrindavan, the divine playground of the Lord, which is full of sweet relationships and empty of Aishwarya majestic opulences. Then Krishna also reappeared, and the cowboy said, "Okay, Kanaya, today you don't have to carry anyone, but tomorrow you have to carry." Krishna said, "Yes, yes, yes." He was very willing to do this. So this is, Krishna slips up every once in a while, gets himself into a corner. But this is also part of his pastimes. And Mother Yasoda is very, very satisfied also to be back here taking care of her little Kanaya. So this is a little bit about Mahamaya and Yogamaya. And it's been our choice to be here in Mahamaya. And like I said, it's going to take some patience for us to get back to that purified platform, because as I don't know if any of you are here for, on Sunday, but Jayadwita Maharaj gave a nice class about us being infected with this material disease, and that sometimes he admitted that sometimes it's very hard to be a good patient when you're sick. I don't know about you all, but I'm a horrible patient. Luckily, by Krishna's grace, I don't get sick very often. But we are all sick with this material disease. And when you think of the word patient, it means patience. You have to be, that's why it's so difficult, especially when you're in a passionate body like myself. You know, you want to get well right away, but no, you have to be a good patient. You have to be patient. So when you think back, many great yogis and transcendentalists, they were doing things for 100, 200, 1,000 years, 10,000 years to get to the point of a high consciousness, Krishna consciousness. So for us, you know, we can be patient, you know, a little while, and not think that we're going to hear Krishna's flute in 2 weeks like I did, you know. Yeah, I have to be, you know, at least this lifetime or a couple more lifetimes. Let's be patient. And it's described the first deserve, then desire. So if you really want to be captivated by Yoga Maya, then we have to prove ourselves. We cannot demand anything. We have to be grateful. At the most, we should be grateful that this process has been made so easy, that Lord Chaitanya has come. He's been so gracious to come here and deal with us bad patients, that he's put the most potent, you know, concentrated dose of Krishna consciousness in the most candy-coated pill. Hare Nam, Kirtan, Gulab Jamuns. I mean, how much sweeter can it get, you know? So we should have faith in these products. Don't look outside for any other products. The faith is there. When I first came to the movement, I think within the first Sunday feast, Dina Banda put on a play. I forget who helped him. Maybe he did it solo. I can't remember. But it was about, I don't know if anyone ever saw this play before. It's called The Hairy Yogi. Anyway, there's this hairy, not a Hare Krishna. I mean, he was a Hare Krishna, but he had a lot of hair on his body, you know. And he somehow or other, Narada Muni came by and he said, "Can you, you know, if you're going to see Krishna, can you ask him how many more lifetimes until I get to see him?" And so when Narada Muni came back, he said, "Well, the Lord said that." It's going to be as many hairs as you have on your body until you get to see him. And the yoga immediately jumped up and said, "Haribo! Wonderful! I can't," you know, he was actually grateful that it was only going to be that many lifetimes. And he was very hairy. So we should be very happy that Lord Chaitanya has appeared. And that, did anyone ever see that play dealt before? I have to look on the database to see if it exists. Maybe Dina Banda made it up. Anyway, but anyway, so we should be enthusiastic and patient at the same time. But we have to not take any detours and not go any other way. We have to stay on this bhakti marg. We have to keep our heart, which needs a lot of cleaning. We have to keep it in a very sanctified atmosphere, in a wonderful atmosphere where it's going to get worked on, and it's going to be able to be completely transformed from Mahamaya to the Yogamaya situation. And we want to keep away from that veil of being thrown down on us. So we have to keep our hearts in a very healthy atmosphere. And as Mahamaya Dasi said yesterday, let's not get too confused here. We need more kirtan, definitely need more kirtan, and more prasadam. Stay away from Moe's, Taco Bell, whatever those things are down there. Don't go in those places. Don't eat garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. You know, take prasadam in and Krishna katha in. Feed our souls with our ears and our eyes with Krishna katha, with seeing the beautiful form of the Lord. Don't go look at basketball games. Don't listen to nonsense music. Just absorb ourselves in Krishna conscious activities and sound vibration. This human form of life is too important. And we've been around too many times. We've taken too many joyrides. And it's no fun. It really gets a lot less fun. As we see, as we get older, that we don't want to have to go through that part of it again and again. So this lifetime, do as much as we can to keep in that healthy atmosphere. And then you can get some extra commission also. Just like when you go in the bank, sometimes it says that if you bring someone here to this bank and get them to make an account, then we're going to give you an extra bonus, $10 to $20, and you both get $20. Okay, so we can get extra bonuses by bringing people to Krishna. So, and somehow or other, help this movement expand and bring more and more and more and more and more people back to the real joy ride of Krishna consciousness, without any detours anywhere, just straight back to Krishna Loka. So this weekend is a wonderful opportunity to bring back a lot of those souls. In the Rath Yatra last week, so many people came by. She can witness, there was one boy, when he left, he goes, oh, he's so ripe, he's ready, you know. And another lady stuck around the whole time, couldn't get herself away, even at the last minute, you know. Here's my email, please, you know, get hold of me, this is so wonderful. And they want it. There are people out there that have had enough of that ride, they want it. They just don't know where to look, and we have to be there to tell them the right way to go. So it's a wonderful opportunity. I went there last year a couple days early. I'm going one day early this week, but the beach is packed with conditioned souls that are looking for Krishna. And so it's a wonderful opportunity. Take out a few hours of your time and catch the bus and go down there and help in whatever way you can to bring Krishna to these fallen souls, back to Krishna. So here's one nice little inspiration. I read this, sang the song the other day. It's very nice. It's from the Stavamala by Rupa Goswami. It says, O Lord Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you. Please fix my bee-like mind in the nectar of your lotus feet. O Chuta, although the great Lord Brahma in his trance of samadhi is unable to see even a particle of the effulgence emanating from the tips of the nails of your lotus feet, still I desire this vision, for I have heard of the wonderful ways of your mercy. O Madhava, although my devotion for you does not come forth even a tiny bit, because you are the Supreme Lord above all, you are the accomplisher of the impossible. O Sanatan, your lotus feet surpass even the nectar of the gods. Finding in this lotus flower of your feet the essence of sweetness, which is endowed with truly wonderful mellows, I pray that today the bee of my mind may eternally reside there. So we should take advantage of all these prayers and pray that we can absorb ourselves, become very intense like Mother Yasoda in our service to Krishna, whatever it might be, so that affection can grow and grow and grow and grow, so much so that Yogamaya will help us and present us to those lotus feet of Krishna. So does anyone have any more comments? Jatari?
Thank you. That was a nice pastime about Krishna's having them close their eyes. But I wondered, I remembered this other pastime where I think there was and I wondered if this is correct, there was a forest fire. And the coward boys were trapped by this forest fire, and then I believe that at that point Krishna had told them to close their eyes so they wouldn't see what he did, that he swallowed the flames. Is that
Right.
So he does it both ways. Sometimes he has them close their eyes so they won't know, and sometimes he has them close their eyes so they will know.
Yes, I think they knew anyway, though. I think they went back and told their mother, you wouldn't believe what Krishna did.
I don't know.
Maybe someone else knows the details.
No.
Not that one. There's two different forest fires. Yeah, two different times. Yeah. Yeah, so Krishna has his choice, but sometimes he does slip. Anybody else? Okay, so we pray to Lord Krishna to absorb ourselves today.